You are listening to a Ghost Trackers podcast. This is The Ghost, bringing you another story from the files of the Ghost Trackers. The one today is called Psychics, Sensitives, and Mediums. Do they really see ghosts? I have been a ghost hunter for almost 15 years. In that time, I have learned the theories used in ghost hunting and paranormal investigation and put them into play. It has only been recently that I have attempted to use different techniques, such as using psychics, sensitive, and mediums, and allowing them to utilize their quote-unquote gifts and quote-unquote talents. I put these words into quotes because I'm not exactly sure, or maybe it's that I'm not convinced of, their abilities to say with 100% assurance that what they see is real. I have a good friend who is a psychic or is sensitive. I'm not exactly sure. And while I believe her when she says she sees ghosts and she believes she is talking to someone, I am not able to detect any temperature differences, energy differences, or anything measurable to determine that there is a ghost in the area. I find that that is something that keeps me from believing in their abilities. My skeptical side does come out, and I find myself questioning whether it's real or not. They believe it's real. I can't make any determine logically, rationally, or scientifically that helps me believe what is being seen. So taking my skepticism into consideration, I was invited to a taping of a paranormal program that airs regularly on the Biography channel, which usually involves a seance. I have been involved in the taping of this program before, and the seance is the cornerstone of this particular program, and they do it in every program. I drove to the Los Angeles area to an upscale restaurant in the Topanga Canyon area. I enjoyed driving through the mountainous region with its sights and sounds of peace and tranquility. I arrived at the restaurant and was immediately greeted by the film crew. I removed the equipment I brought with me from the car and waited for them to continue filming their segments with the hosts of the show. Meanwhile, I was semi-investigating the areas I was able to venture into without disturbing anyone else. When we were getting started for the seance, I opted to sit across from the co-host slash medium. He is a nice-looking, young, strong man who has a gentle personality. He is passionate about the paranormal and attempts to educate people regarding the paranormal just as I do. So I feel very comfortable around him as that is how he makes me feel. We began the seance. And with cameras rolling, I felt as though it would be the typical try to bring someone in seances that I have been invited to in the past. Thinking nothing of it, I attempted to join in and be proactive in the best way I could. What I didn't expect was the churning that was beginning in the pit of my stomach, which would wax and wane, but over time escalated. This churning made me feel like the guy on the Aliens movie who had something eventually tear out of his torso. This was a feeling as though something was trying to move up from my stomach to my chest, only to be expelled from my mouth. It wasn't as though I wanted to throw up, but that was the only way I could describe it at the time. I felt as though something wanted to come out of my mouth, but I could barely get words out. I found myself struggling to get words out. I began to shake uncontrollably as though I was cold, but I didn't feel cold other than my hands. I didn't have a jacket on and didn't feel cold. I felt anger, not hate, but anger well up inside of me, and I could feel my eyes narrow as I was looking at the medium seated across from me. I don't know why this anger was directed at him, nor why I was feeling this anger. I didn't feel as though it was evil, as everyone has suggested, but it was anger. It was so much anger that I felt as though I could slam my palms on the table, lift myself up from my chair, and essentially spit at the medium across from me. I didn't feel as though I would spit at him, but would spit out any words I could get out. Of course, the amount of words I wanted to get out would include spitting, because they would be coming out so quickly. My defiance from all these reactions and the necessity I felt to hold back and maintain control of myself did not allow this to happen. The thought kept coming back, but I never allowed that to happen. All the while this was happening to me, I could hear the medium talking to me, but I couldn't make out what was being said. I would hear a few words, but nothing that made sense to me. I was doing everything I could to maintain control. At one point, I did feel like I was losing the battle. I could feel my eyes narrow, and this brought to mind my teasing before of when eyes shoot daggers. That's how it felt. I know I heard the medium say that my face looked like it was changing. He began some type of cleansing ritual for the people at the table to tell any bad entity to leave and go about their business. Somehow, I think it was a bit too late, but he did it anyway. After what seemed like hours, I finally began to feel my stomach settle down. The churning was lessening, and I was beginning to get a headache. That was when all the muscles in my body became loose, no longer tense. I could talk again, albeit not well. The uncontrollable shaking began to stop. I could turn my head and look from side to side where I couldn't before. The thickness of the air in the room began to dissipate. It was an amazing experience. I now have a better understanding of what this medium may go through program after program. I don't know if this is the actual experience, but I must admit it was a wild ride. Was I hypnotized? Was there something in the room that caused me to feel that way that was not paranormal? I don't know, and to this day, I'm not sure. I had an experience that I will never forget, and I have a hard time explaining it to others. I know they would never believe it. I know when it comes out on TV, people will probably think I acted. I must be a great actress. This was not acting. I have a new appreciation for psychics, sensitives, and mediums, when they say they have physical manifestations when in the presence of the paranormal. I know that my stomach churning continued for at least a week afterward, off and on, but not to the degree that it did that night. I don't know how I will ever really explain what happened, and I know if I do watch it on TV, I don't know that I will believe that that is me. I will certainly take a different look at these people who say they are able to perform these interesting acts in the future, and will be hesitant at a séance if I'm invited the next time. This is The Ghost, bringing you another story from the files of the Ghost Trackers. Have a ghostly evening.